The Cody Brown Show is sponsored by the Beauty Box Culture, your number one hair retail store, your number one spot to be able to get your braiding extensions, hair extensions, as well as wigs and more. Also, the Cody Brown Show has been sponsored by Compassion One, bringing compassion one at a time. If you're interested in sponsorship, email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. If you're looking to sponsor the Cody Brown Show, email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. And in the subject line, put sponsorship. And if you are looking for sponsorship, put proposal. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Cody Brown Show. Welcome, welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your VIA host, Cody Brown, and I am honored to have you, the listener, support the Cody Brown Show. The Cody Brown Show has come a long way this far, and I am just beyond, I have no words today to describe how thankful I am, but gratitude to be in a place of stillness, to be able to look back at the beginning of the Cody Brown Show. And today, I want to, or should I say evening, I would like to discuss about skills, the important skills that an entrepreneur needs. And as I reflect and present the skills that are very, they are considered priority skills in my book. And a lot of individuals or groups believe that, oh, I have an idea. I'm guilty as association. I have an idea, and I'm just focused on the picture that looks like success, the end result. And I have not once with this idea examined outside of the box the necessary steps that I would need to take, the footwork that would need to be taken into consideration, and how I would take it into place. And so for those of you inspiring entrepreneurs whom you are still trying to find your niche, you have a 9-to-5, I encourage you to keep your 9-to-5. For the most part, it can be very overwhelming. There will be challenges where you would not have energy, to each its own. However, you need to reset to be able to maintain your perseverance, or to be able to maintain your endurance in your own race as an aspiring entrepreneur. Hopefully, your niche is something. I am not trying to make the decision for you, but I, for the most part, would like to have the honor to be able to direct you in two options that can be available. The first option could be direct yourself in the avenue of passion. Okay. The other would be if you are a active thinker in pertaining to, let's just an example, you have this idea, you start working on the idea, and then all these other ideas start to come into play. So your creativity is always generating ideas, and that is a wonderful asset to be able to obtain, right? It's just being able to manage that asset, and so that it doesn't become a liability, because again, guilty as association, I can have multiple projects and then catch myself becoming overwhelmed because I am trying to prioritize more than one project. And that's the key thing. That's what entrepreneurship is. So when people or groups are, if you have a mentor, hear them out, because most people who do have experience are able to see some loopholes or some gray areas, or they can kind of see the forecast ahead. So it's really good to get critical criticism pertaining to whatever your idea is. And I am speaking directly to the aspiring entrepreneurs. So the second avenue, you have to kind of bear with me. Sometimes I'm all over the place, but it all makes sense. And that's what kind of makes the Cody Brown Show, me, the Cody Brown, very unique, is I talk in incomplete sentences. And it took a long time for me to be able to embrace that as an entrepreneur. But moving forward, so the second avenue is generating ideas and creating a plan and making them profitable where you can pitch them off and sell them. Either you can start those new ideas and prove that your plan is successful and then sell. And there's other avenues that we could navigate, right, and explore. But I want to be able to keep it short and simple. So the first avenue is to, So the first avenue that I was discussing was, and my mind went blank. So obviously, I'm overly, I'm on overdrive, and I'm just going to pause that and we'll get back to that, because that's what I want to talk about too, is overdrive. As an entrepreneur, we can have so much information that needs to get out, and it feels as if there's not enough time. Well, let me tell you, the journey of entrepreneurship, time is valuable. Time is the asset. Okay, I don't want to look at entrepreneurship as a child, a newborn baby that you have to nourish and you have to teach to walk and you have to feed it and you have to teach it how to chew. No, that is a business. That is a single project. Okay, entrepreneurship is multitasking many different projects. So I want to look at it as an asset, a value, right? And what I mean in pertaining to time and how it's valuable is we have 24 hours within a day. The new time frame of sleep periods is what they're saying the new trend is the maximum 2 hours, right? And then literally go full throttle the remaining of the 24 hour. So technically, 2 hours, and then the rest you're supposed to work 22 hours. In reality, if you are not working off of disposable income pertaining to by right, the journey of an entrepreneurship to be able to enjoy it and to grow with it and flourish with it, being present and valuing time so that it can become valued. And you yourself as an individual, right, will be able to merge yourself as your project, the entity that you are creating. You become the brand itself, right? Because, and there's a past pre-recording, I don't know exactly which one that it is, but it's pertaining to how, as an individual, representing whatever project that it can be as an entrepreneur and not making business owners exempt to this reflection. No, not at all. is what I'm saying is we get business owners that you only focus on one entity. You are the business, and you'll know that you're merging together is because you represent it, right? You're your own brand, and then you have the business, which is the brand. Moving forward, this is the part where I say, yes, I'm all over the place. But it's really, really exciting when you're able to reflect. There's no rules to reflection. We're not in a seminar. This is not a workshop. This is a free flow podcast. And that's what's very, what I like the open spaces to be able to share my journey and my experiences this far, because the last thing that I want to, again, I'm speaking to inspiring entrepreneurs, is for you to become discouraged with the challenges that are at hand. For the most part, the underlining, which I've stated previously, is for entrepreneurs who just have an idea. You haven't even started anything. You see how everything makes sense? So I'm not talking to the aspiring entrepreneur who's have already put action. You've already started your plan and you're trying to demonstrate that it's successful. I am speaking to the aspiring entrepreneur who just has the idea. You just have the idea, okay? Secondly, write it down, make it clear and plain. No longer have it possessed in your mind of whatever the idea is, whether it's a niche. See how it brings us back to the first path of pertaining to the two scenarios that I gave you, and that is passion. So pertaining to passion, my outlook of passion endeavors of what we feel is something that we can do for the long haul and still have ambition. We don't feel like it's a required duty, but we are willing to exercise repetitiously over and over and over again and not catch self saying, I don't want to do it anymore. Well, I'm here to tell you, my outlook on passion deprives from something that you are holding on to, that you have interest, and there's a lot of challenges. You see that I'm using this term challenge a lot, and there's a reason for that. It's because you have a challenge, which is considered competition, and then you have a challenge, which is in a negative aspect, something that needs to be resolved, something that you need to tackle, something that can be overbearing, overwhelming. And that's where that is common with passion. Passion, if you have time to look it up, really understand, because it's kind of contradicting growing up as in the past as an aspiring entrepreneur. I'm saying I'm trying to reach my full potential in my passion. So what that's being said is I am being driven, that I'm not by any means necessary, no matter what obstacle that is ahead or what arises, I am not going to let go of this passion that I possess, whether that be in marketing, whether that be in public speaking, whether I'm just giving you examples, especially for you aspiring entrepreneurs, that you're trying to find your niche. If you have not been able to really identify what passion it is that you carry or that you possess, it can be very, very small. And we fail to realize, let's say you were a production worker, and you're like, well, how can I be an aspiring entrepreneur and transfer those skills to my passion? Well, for one, you have to be a team player to be able to be in production, okay? Whether that is in labor, whether that's in the product, whether that's, you know, there's so many areas to look at, and we're not going to go too far in depth into it, but look at where you are and what skills that you already possess, and look at those areas of what you master, the part where it kind of gives you this spark, and you can transfer that into an avenue that will illuminate and bring forth more ideas or more charisma in pertaining to your passion. You can also research, you know, different entrepreneur ideas, but for the most part, when we tend to do so, it can kind of, if you don't really even know your number one thing that you're good at, if you're a good communicator, okay, you want to make sure that you're looking at things that deal with communication. And then you have to understand what form of communication are you speaking? Is it technology? Is it verbal communication? And you, like, again, there's so much in depth that we can really break it down. But for the most part, today is not the day. It's just mostly, I have so much concern about you inspiring entrepreneurs. And I know entrepreneurs, for those of you whom have been in the race, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a race, but in your own lane, 5 years or more. And the reason why I put a mark on it as 5 years or more is because 1 year up to 4 years is a possibility of closure, a possibility of you know, your corporate or your LLC, you know, not being able to maintain, you know, just your small required expenses to obtain, you know, entrepreneurship. Because a lot of us, when we get into the game, and I don't know why I said game, because I don't believe in being in games, but when you create, when you start creating your path, right, we tend to not want to look at the fine print when getting into the world of entrepreneurship. And we tend to look at every day as a end result, right? We create expenses because we know that it's going to be successful. So those expenses that we create could have been used to put back into our projects, right? Our service. And that's also a niche too. What service, and I'm talking to the aspiring entrepreneurs, what service can you provide that can open the door so that you can focus on your other projects? Because it's very essential to forget that an entrepreneur handles more than one project. And sometimes we can focus on one project too long. And I'm guilty as association of not confirming and putting it on a calendar and say, you know what, this hour, I'm going to block this time out and I'm going to focus on this project today. And I'm going to master it. I'm kind of free flow, and I'm here to tell you, aspiring entrepreneurs, get it. Some days we want to be spontaneous. There's nothing wrong with being spontaneous. And we kind of get an illusion when we say, you know what, I am an entrepreneur and, you know, I could do whatever I want. No, time is of the essence, right? Creating that stream of revenue, the positive revenue, to receive it back, right? We need to put in the energy. We have to put in the time. So when you hear successful entrepreneurs saying, well, I had to put this certain amount of hours into this project to be able so that until they were able to reap that the benefit. And sometimes, you know, in the past, you know, starting in a certain project that, you know, I endeavor, I was living or practicing the end result as if the positive revenue was already in existence, and not even knowing that I was hurting myself, so that when, you know, the expenses of the monthly expenses were due, it was like, okay, now I'm all over the place. I'm literally trying to put two pennies together to be able to tackle and make payment where payment is due. And so what I want you to do is to not set yourself up for failure, not set yourself up like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur and this is the best time. Yes, this is the best time. It is the best hour to start your journey as an entrepreneur. And again, keep your 9-to-5. Do not let go of your 9-to-5. Cody Brown has not told you to stop your 9-to-5 job and just jump in the life of entrepreneurship. Right? Because there's other expenses. I don't know if you have a family. I don't know if you have, you know, live-in quarter arrangements. You know, there's so much to think about. You know, it's not all rainbows and unicorns. You know, the life of an entrepreneur is takes a lot of dedication. So inspiring entrepreneurs, I want you to encourage our inspired entrepreneurs as well. Put in the comments down below. Give your experiences, your testimonies, even your current, especially if you've made it at your 5-year mark, you know, let it be known that, you know, you are celebrating your 5-year mark as an entrepreneur, and give some, you know, some pointers on how you were able to maintain, you know, your entrepreneurship, right? So what we're going to be discussing, and I will be coming back to you guys after this brief commercial, we're going to be discussing the skills, the important skills that are needed as an entrepreneur. And I will put the link down below in the description box so that you guys will be able to see where I am reflecting from. And it's from Forbes.com. And that's one thing too. It's very essential that when you are absorbing information that you use legitimate resources. You kind of don't want to just be all over the place. And then you're bench reading or you're bench watching for those of you who are visualers, right? You need visual, right? Visual and audio. You can catch yourself benching and nothing has been completed. So I'm going to come back after this brief segment and we're going to jump right into the required skills to be a successful entrepreneur. Aspiring entrepreneurs, I have so much faith in you. And I'm hoping that today is the day that you claim your entrepreneurship. All right. I am your VIA host, Cody Brown, and I'll be right back.